Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
It's Jerry with the G. One of the great songs of all time. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member, a good friend. Dr. Tom Anastasi is a professor of leadership and entrepreneurship, and has taught at a number of universities, including Boston University, including Harvard, and he's worked with small business development centers. He owns his own business. He's an actor, a producer, a director. Got your own movie coming up soon, right, Tom?
We do. We're in production for that right now. We start filming in March. It's very, very exciting.
I can't wait. You're going to be able to come back and tell us about it sometime?
Oh, sure. It's pretty cool. It's based on a novel that my wife wrote.
Yeah.
And it's won a whole bunch of awards, and we're very proud of the whole production team.
We can't wait to find out more about it. But also, you need to come back and tell us about the business of writing and producing a movie.
Oh, I like that.
How about that?
I like that, absolutely.
Let's do that sometime. We're talking about compensating salespeople, and in the previous segment we talked about commission only, and then a draw against commission.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's talk, of course, another way is the way that you often see clerks in retail stores, just salary only, right?
Yeah. And, you know, salary only has got some benefits, too, because they don't make money if the customer sells. And if they're customer-focused, and most people are, and if they're loyal to you, and most people are, they're just going to act like consultants to the customer and find out what's best for them. And customers kind of know that, and they like that. And so it's really building brand loyalty to you, because they're not as much worried about each individual sale, but more as customer management and customer relationship. And one of the things I've seen is that customers really latch on to that. And, by the way, if somebody knows that the salesperson is really looking out for their best interest and they suggest something that costs more money, they're going to sit there and say, well, you know what, I think I want that. I'm not going to be penny wise and pound foolish.
Right.
And so it can be good for the business. But the problem is that, you know, there's an old adage that says a hungry salesperson is the best salesperson.
That's right.
And so you kind of miss out on that also, because on the other hand, it doesn't affect the salesperson's bank account whether they make that individual sale or not.
Right.
And so it can be effective for some things.
A great way to do that is, as you point out in your article, is to blend that with salary plus commission. Now, the difference between a salary and a draw is a draw is reconciled when the commissions come in and has to be covered by the commissions, whereas a salary is not reconciled. It's actually a real salary. But the commission on top of a salary is typically less than the full commission example, isn't it?
It is, because they're making something. And
it's often like 2% of sales or something like that.
Yeah, and the salary shouldn't be enough that they can live off of and be happy with. They should never be content with their salary, but that should take the pressure off as far as mortgage and food and things like that. So they still are striving for that big number, but they don't have to worry about just basic expenses, because that's not good either.
Right, exactly.
And, you know,
I've worked in all these ways. I've worked every example that we've talked about today. I have been employed sometimes in more than one way with the same company over the years, over the many decades I've been in the marketplace. I have had some variation of these examples myself.
I have, too, because I worked in sales and marketing for 12 years before getting into academia.
Right.
And I would say that at the beginning, my favorite was blend of salary and commission. But as you get more and more experience, I think I tended to want more of the commission because there was a bigger upside for me.
Well, the salespeople who essentially get rich are the ones on commission.
Right. Right.
But that takes a certain kind of breed, a person, to do that.
It does. It does. And there's also other variations, for instance, bonuses. You can just pay people once a year, once a quarter. Mm-hmm. I found companies that will actually pay a company bonus. Everybody gets a bonus for making the numbers because salespeople have got to rely on the accounts receivable people. They've got to rely on the sourcing people, a lot of things they have to do, and that can work out very well. One last thing is a lot of the small business people don't realize that manufacturers will often pay bonuses.
Right.
For selling so much of that company's product. It's called a spiff. And contact your manufacturers because you could be leaving money right on the table. And you could sit there and say, well, if we double our order from you, will you kick back some money to our salespeople?
Yeah.
And many times they will if you just ask them. So it doesn't hurt to ask, and you'll find out that you could pay your salespeople a bonus that doesn't come out of your checking account, and that's a really good deal for you.
When I worked my way through college with Sears, I was on a draw plus commission in college, but I also got what you call spiffs. We called them PMs in those days for promotional money.
Mm-hmm.
And many weeks, my PMs were as much as my commission.
Right, and ask your manufacturer, your suppliers. They'll help you out.
I like those spiffs. Those spiffs helped me work my way through college. I promise you that. Hey, TomMetastasi.com, right?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see you next time. Tom Metastasi. Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.